Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. If you are on the line and you have prayer requests, we would like for you to go ahead and share your requests at this time. Amen. No request on this morning. Praise the Lord. If you can tell me intercessors, I know I see Sharon on the line. Are there any other intercessors on the call with me this morning?
Good morning. This is Shauna.
Well, praise the Lord, Shauna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. No complaints. Great to hear your voice.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you like to join us this morning in the rotation?
Sure.
Okay. Awesome. 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 Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and get started on this morning. Of course, we are continuing to pray for the state of our nation, the things that we're dealing with right now in the world, and we're praying. I believe that things are getting better. I believe the only way they're going to get better is we've got to decree and declare it into the atmosphere. I'd rather give in to change for the better than change for the worse. So my prayer is that we just, on one accord, begin to speak words of victory into the atmosphere. Declare what God is doing and what we believe God to do for us. For he says, if the righteous cry, the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all of their troubles. And if you call unto me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. So we're believing God for victory in this hour. We're believing him to expose and uncover the root of this pandemic so that we don't always become a prey. And I'm going to say something. I realized yesterday I was out doing some business, and in the community where I was, it was a predominantly Caucasian community, and everyone that got out of their car went into stores. None of them had on masks. All of us did, even the black officers. And when I looked at the fact that not one of them, I mean, they were walking, they weren't 6 feet apart. They were going in and out of the stores. And I was in their area, so to speak, and it just made me wonder again the times that we are living in. And I don't know if you understand that China are mistreating the African Americans over there, because they're saying that they are the reason behind this pandemic. And so I share that information because we need God to really expose the root of what's happening. If it is genocide, if it is if that is really what's behind this, we need to know this. We need to have our eyes and our ears open, and I believe God will give revelation to those of us who pray that we not just continue to become victims without even seeking the Lord for understanding. So it is my prayer that God will completely expose, uncover the root behind all of this. And of course, I know that there have been some who have, that have been of other races that have passed, but predominantly right now, the major effect of this is on our race. The doctor who initially was going to share some information about it, even about the medication that they wanted to share, he ended up with the virus, which they believe something scandalous happened with him. Because he did not endorse the treatment that they wanted to give. So there are so many other things that are happening behind this that as believers, and we're not into conspiracy theory, but we are into truth. And when we look and we see what's really happening, when we see, if we pay attention to who is being impacted the most, what communities are dying the most, what's happening where they're, you know, building up now, like new clinics, as they say they're going to do down, already have done down here, the Congress centers, when they're bringing in buses of coffins and things of that nature, when the morgue is overfilled with our black bodies, it's time for somebody to pay attention. And so I believe that the people of God should have their eyes open and they should be in tune just simply for God to give revelation so that we'll know what to pray, how to pray, and what's really happening around us. So I wanted to share that bit of information because I try to stay in tune to all of the information as much as I can as a as an intercessor, as I'm sure that you do as well, so that you'll know how to pray, so that you'll be able to see behind what's not being said and pay attention to what you see when you're watching the media, when you're watching the news, the different things that are happening in our community. So let's continue to pray one for another. Let's continue to pray that God will expose, give a remedy. I know my mom shared with me yesterday that they are going to be actually coming to your doors to try to almost force you to take these tests, to test you for coronavirus. The purpose behind that, I don't know. All I know is that's a little bit extreme. Even when they had the wave of HIV, which was just as deadly, there was no need to come in and force someone to be tested. So I don't know the reasoning behind that. And so there are so many other things that have to be unmasked for us, and we have to make sure that we keep our ears open. Let's stay attuned as the people of God. That's the bit that I wanted to share concerning that. And, of course, we are still dealing with our killing of our black men, so we want to continue to pray for that. Thank God for what has happened, that these people will be brought to justice. But we know that the only reason that they were finally brought to justice is because somebody turned in a video. Had they not, well, the video became public, because I'm sure they already knew what had happened and had a video. But somehow the video became public, which put pressure on them to move and to do something. So we're still dealing with these inequities. We're dealing with a whole lot of stuff that we've got. I believe that the power of prayer, I believe that when we pray, God will pull down every person that's in a position that's continuing to bring harm and separation and prejudice and hatred amongst our nation. God will remove them quickly from their position, and that's what we need God to do, to bring down those powers that be, that continue to perpetuate hatred and senseless killings. We need God to do that. And I believe by faith, if we continue to cry loud and spare not, lift up our voices like trumpet in intercession, we're going to see the hand of God. And so today I'm going to ask, I think I'm going to ask Shauna to open us up today, and then Sharon will follow Shauna, and then I'll come back with the close out. Amen. So Shauna, go ahead and take us in.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus on this morning, God. We come to you, God, with a heart of thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, for all of the good things in our lives, oh God. God, for we know that you are the creator of all things good. God, we thank you for your presence, God. God, because we know that in your presence, God, there is the fullness of joy, oh God. God, we come to you, oh God. God, thanking you, God, for continuing to keep us, oh God, continuing to spare our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we invite your presence on this line this morning, God, asking you to have your way, oh God. God, even as the prayers go up on this morning, God, God, I pray, oh God, that you give us clarity of thought, oh God. God, that you begin even to release your word, oh God, even as we begin to open up our mouths, oh God. God, that we pray your will on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we make a joyful shout to you, oh God, declaring that you are Lord, oh God, Lord over all, oh God, that you are bigger, oh God, than this virus, oh God, that you're bigger, oh God, than the leaders of this nation, God. We come to you, oh God, knowing, oh God, God, that you have complete and total control over everything, oh God. God, so we come into your courts with praise, oh God. God, because we know that you are good from everlasting to everlasting, God. God, we ask, oh God, that you would allow our prayers to reach the heavens on this morning, oh God, that you begin to reveal those things, oh God, that would even prevent our prayers, oh God, from being heard, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, calls us to be available to be used by you, oh God. God, every blockage, oh God, every hindering spirit, oh God, every spirit of oppression, oh God, we release them now, oh God. We decree and declare, oh God, according to your word, oh God, knowing that you've given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven and, oh God, of heaven and hell, oh God, and whatever we bind and loose on earth, oh God, shall be bound and loose in heaven, oh God. God, so we pray, oh God, that you begin to loose your angels, oh God, in great abundance, oh God, into the lives of your people, oh God, into the lives, oh God, of even every doctor, oh God, every nurse, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, those that are called to your will, oh God, for the leaders of our ministries, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, every evil thing, oh God, every wicked spirit, oh God, every evil principality, oh God, every power, oh God, rulers of wickedness, oh God, God, we command them, oh God, to not manifest in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, God, that you begin to reveal truth, oh God, into the lives of your people, oh God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, God, that everything that's done in darkness, God, that it will come to light, oh God, God, that you will continue to protect and cover your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, everything that's not like you, God, everything that goes against your principles, oh God, everything that goes against your word, oh God, everything, oh God, that even goes against the advancement of the kingdom of God, oh God, God, begin to reveal those things now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, God, and even as we pray for these things to be revealed, oh God, God, we pray for those, oh God, who have been impacted, oh God, God, by this virus, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the city of New York, oh God. We pray, oh God, for Chicago, God. We pray for Louisiana, oh God. God, we pray for those communities, oh God, that have been impacted, oh God, God, by this virus, oh God. We pray, oh God, even for law enforcement, oh God, our police officers, oh God, even medical emergency personnel, oh God, our firemen, oh God. God, watch over all of these individuals, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you give them mercy, oh God, even as they care for individuals, oh God, even as they're traveling, oh God, in the streets, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would cover them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, wherever they go each and every day, oh God. God, loose your angels in their presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Guard them, oh God, and protect them, oh God. God, and even when they need ministering, oh God, send your ministering angels to them, oh God. God, protect these individuals, oh God, so that no harm will come to them, oh God. Those that are serving, oh God, serving in our communities, oh God. God, we pray for those, oh God. God, those who will watch over, oh God, those that you have given charge, oh God, as intercessors, oh God. God, give us alertness, oh God, and awaken and sharpen our minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, help us to be diligent, oh God, and diligent in our prayers, oh God. We pray, oh God, that even as your intercessors, oh God, that you give us the stamina, oh God, God, to be able to pray your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we look, oh God, as we're watching and as we're seeing, oh God, God, and even as you begin to reveal things to us, oh God, God, help us to stand alert, oh God, help us to stand on our post, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, even continue to prepare us, oh God, mentally and physically, oh God, to handle, oh God, God, the situation, oh God, as it arises, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, for your prayer warriors, oh God, to stand in the gap, oh God, and make a hedge of protection, oh God, for the lives of your people, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you begin to release the heavens, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you begin to shield, God, to protect your people, oh God, to keep us, oh God, from mental and physical injury, oh God, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, renew and refresh, oh God, the souls of your people, oh God, and even our bodies, oh God, God, give us wisdom, oh God, as to how we ought to care for our bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will not allow, oh God, individuals
individuals with an agenda, oh God, to use us as lab rats, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But you begin to reveal every trick and every device, oh God, every plot, oh God, against your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you begin even to restore, oh God, and bless, oh God, and prosper, oh God, the things of God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that even as you begin to reveal these things, oh God, God, that you even allow resources to be allocated, oh God, and dedicated, oh God, to those in need, oh God, those that can make a decision, oh God, on behalf of the people in need, oh God, anything that's been laid up, oh God, anything that's been stored and locked up, oh God, God, that you begin to release those resources, oh God, according to your will, oh God, and for your name's sake, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, cover the people of America, oh God. Cover the people, oh God, who lean on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, for your saving grace, oh God, and the knowledge of truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in all of these things, oh God, that you begin to reveal your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you begin to reveal those things, oh God, that have been sent, oh God, as ambushments against your people, oh God. God, we pray that your sovereign will be done, oh God, in all things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to cover our homes, oh God. God, those things in our homes, oh God, God, that don't speak of you, oh God, even cause there to be a cleansing in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, even as we begin to spend more time in our homes, oh God. God, I pray, oh God, that our homes be clean, oh God. God, that everything that's not like you, oh God, every wicked thing, every demonic thing, oh God, that you begin to reveal those things to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you increase our level of discernment, oh God. God, so that we're able to recognize, oh God, those things that are spiritual, oh God, and those things that are carnal, oh God, those things that have been set, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, sent to move us out of your will, oh God, and out, oh God, out of our destiny, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, for your provision, oh God, that you will meet all of our needs, oh God, according to your riches and glory, oh God. God, I pray, oh God, that your people begin to prosper in every area of their lives, oh God, even as their souls shall prosper, oh God. God, I thank you for this place, oh God, this place that you brought us to, oh God, that has allowed us, oh God, to spend more time with you, oh God, to commune with you, oh God, to spend more time in prayer, oh God, to spend more time in your word, oh God. So even as our soul prospers, oh God, meet every need, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for divine protection, oh God, that your perfect love, oh God, casting out all fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the spirit of peace that rests on us, oh God, the peace that passes all understanding, oh God, the peace that keeps us calm, oh God, and secure, oh God, when we're faced through adversity, oh God. God, even when we don't understand what's going on, oh God, even when things don't begin to make sense, oh God, God, when the numbers don't add up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the peace that leads us through all storms, oh God, that we may face, oh God. God, even when we watch the news, oh God, that level of discernment, oh God, that will tell us that something is not right, oh God, even in the midst of that, oh God, give us peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Well, I pray, oh God, for the members of Congress, oh God, those that are of the armed forces, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and all of the intercessors, oh God, that we come in direct alignment, oh God, with your will and your word, oh God. God, allow us to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, oh God, and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, God. I thank you, oh God, that you allow us to say that you are our Lord, oh God, our refuge, oh God, our fortress, oh God, and even our strength, oh God. God, when we can't trust man, we know that we can trust you, oh God. We put all of our trust in you, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you continue to cover us, oh God. Cover us with your grace and your mercy, oh God. Let us walk under your wings and take refuge, oh God. God, we ask you, oh God, to let your faithfulness, oh God, your faithfulness to man and your truth, oh God, be our shield and our buckler, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that when we're in trouble, oh God, that we can call upon you, oh God. God, that you will answer us, oh God, and that you will deliver us, oh God, that you will honor us, oh God, and satisfy us with long life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, so we call out to you, oh God. We cry out to you, oh God, on behalf of this nation, oh God. We cry out to you, oh God, on behalf of those who have an agenda, oh God. We cry out to you, oh God, on behalf of those that are elderly, oh God. We cry out to you, oh God, that those that have a predisposed position, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, those with underlying medical conditions, oh God, that make them susceptible, oh God, to this virus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we cry out to you, oh God, those on behalf of those, oh God, who have experienced loss and grief, oh God, that's become unimaginable, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you put a hedge of protection around your people, oh God. God, we decree and declare, oh God, the word of God over our lives, oh God. God, and in this season, oh God, help us to live in obedience, oh God. God, help us to commune with you, oh God. God, help us to not move to the left nor to the right, oh God, without hearing from you first, oh God. Lead us, God. Guide us, oh God. Direct us, oh God. God, even enable us, oh God, to be aggressive in prayer, oh God, and even in our faith, oh God. God, equip us, oh God, and enable us, oh God, to practice your word, oh God, and to give you, oh God, your rightful place in our lives, oh God. Even in this season, oh God, remove every idol, oh God. Remove everything that's been sent as a distraction, oh God. Remove everything, oh God, that's been sent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those things that have been sent, oh God, that will cause us, oh God, to not walk in truth, oh God, to not seek truth, oh God, and to not understand the truth, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, that your truth be revealed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. All of our anxieties, all of our worries, oh God, all of our concerns, oh God. God, we cast them on you, oh God. God, because we know, oh God, that you love us, oh God, and that you watch over us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, even for our leaders, oh God, even for our pastors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, as they lead and guide your people, oh God, that you give them every resource that they need, oh God, to do your work, oh God, to advance the kingdom, oh God. God, speak to our leaders, oh God, so that when we can't hear, oh God, that our leaders will hear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bless them, oh God. Enlarge their territory, oh God. God, even as you begin to give them platforms, oh God, to speak to more individuals, oh God, let your word flow, oh God. Let your direction flow, oh God. God, keep your hand upon them, oh God. God, and keep them, oh God, from the trick of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I pray that you will put a hedge of protection around them, oh God, and their families, oh God. Protect their souls, oh God, their minds, oh God, their bodies, oh God. Continue to anoint them, oh God, with a greater anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for your service, oh God. God, that you would gift them for your glory, oh God, for your name's sake, oh God. God, even when they release a word, oh God, even when they're preaching, oh God, God, let it be accompanied, oh God. God, let them preach, oh God, with signs and wonders, oh God, in the power of the Spirit, oh God. God, so that they may fully preach the gospel of Christ, oh God. God, even as it's in this season, oh God, where individuals' minds and hearts are open, oh God. God, even allow us, oh God, to minister to individuals, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Don't let us forget, oh God, why you called us, oh God, why you saved us, oh God. God, but let us preach the gospel with more fervency, oh God. Remove fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Open up opportunities, oh God, for us to speak to our families, oh God. Open up opportunities, God, for us to speak to our co-workers, oh God. Open up opportunities, oh God, so that we don't lose our saved, our loved ones, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, save, heal, and deliver, oh God. God, set your word in our lives and in our hearts and in our minds, oh God. God, so that when we go out, oh God, we exude the spirit of Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, call us to be your ambassadors, God, more than ever, oh God. God, calls us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, to move under your spirit, oh God. God, even let there be an impartation, oh God, of spiritual wisdom, oh God. God, let us hear clearly from you, oh God. God, let us even begin to understand your word in a greater way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, even when we speak, oh God, even when we pray, oh God, God, grace us, oh God, season us, oh God, season our words with salt, oh God, even so that we know how to respond to each person, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to be godly examples, oh God. God, keep us surrounded with godly men and women, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, so that we walk in your power, oh God. We walk in your authority, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to live according to your will, oh God, and according to your ways, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you've begun to show yourself in a greater way, oh God. God, and even in this season, oh God, we choose to stand firm in our word, oh God, in your word, oh God. We choose to stand firm, oh God, knowing, oh God, that you are blessing your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory, God. We magnify you, and we lift you up, and it's in your precious son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, for this is the day that you made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, oh, God, for the rising of the sun on this morning, oh, God, and we thank you for the going down of the same. We thank you, oh, God, that you allow yet this earth to spin it on its axle, oh God, that you held back the hand of terrorism, that you kept us, oh God, another day in the land of the living, oh God, that you didn't allow COVID-19 to come nigh our dwelling. God, we give you glory and honor and praise. It is all due you. And so this morning we come first to give you glory, to give you praise, to say you are our great God. There is none like you in all of the earth. You are holy. You are righteous. You are our true and living God. You're the God that has all power in your hands. You're the God that sits high and looks low. You're our God, oh God, that has mercy and grace that's ever present for us, oh God. We thank you. We thank you for being our keeper, our sustainer, our deliverer, our way maker. Oh, we thank you that you are the God that's power in your hands, that you are great, that you wrapped yourself up into humankind and you came down to save us when we couldn't save ourselves. We thank you, oh God, for being that God that looks or looks on us and see that we are not who you created us, but you are long suffering still towards us. You are merciful and you are gracious to us, oh God. And so this morning we come to thank you. We come to give you glory. We come to give you honor. We come to tell you, God, that we know that there is none like you, oh God. And so we lift up our voice. We lift up our hands, oh God. We lift up our spirit and our soul unto you to say thank you. Holy is your name, worthy are your ways, O God. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. And this morning, in this little
span of time. We just want to give you glory. We want to call your holy name, oh God. We want to call the name that's above every other name, the name where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. We call the name of Jesus Christ that has all power in it, oh God. And we say thank you. Thank you for God giving us that name that we can call, giving us the authority, oh God, and the privilege to be even called by the name. We don't take it for granted, oh God. We thank you for the blood that was shed, and yet the blood that still has its power, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can plead the blood of Jesus and demons tremble. God, we thank you this morning, and we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, oh God. And we say, Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. We say there is none like you in all of this earth, oh God. And none we can compare to you if we search the heavens high. Oh God, if we search the earth below, we know there's none like our King. And so, God, we put you on the throne where you belong in our life. We put you, oh God, in the center of every area of our life, oh God. And we say, let your kingdom come. And God, let your will be done. We submit to your sovereignty, oh God. We say, oh God, that you are the God that has, oh God, all knowledge. You omnipotent, you omnipresent, and you omniscient. Oh God, we say that there's no COVID-19, no cancer, no high blood pressure, oh God, no sugar diabetes, no sarcoidosis, oh God, no lupus, oh God, that has any power like you, oh God, that's as great as you are, oh God. And so with all of those sicknesses, it bows to the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the privileges and the promises that you've given us. You've given us promises, oh God, in your word. And we know that you're a man that cannot lie, or the son of man that will repent. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you that you told us that we have not because we ask not. We thank you, oh God, that you told us we're two or three and gathered in your name, you'll be in the midst. We thank you, oh God, that you told us, oh God, that we can call those things that are not as though they were. Oh God, we thank you for the promises and the privileges that you've given to us. And so, God, this morning we want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to honor you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because you are God. We thank you because you're God alone. We thank you because you have all the wisdom and all the knowledge and all the power that we need. And so we're calling on our great God. Even in when you're silent, oh God, you're still powerful. Even when you have not answered our prayer yet, oh God, you're still wonderful. And so, God, this morning we praise a wonderful God, a holy God, our righteous God, our soon coming King. We give you glory and honor, and we say, oh God, may our knees never bow or bend to anything or anyone but you, oh God. May our heart be purified by your perfect hand, oh God, this morning. So we call on you, oh God, asking you to forgive us for any sin and all unrighteousness, every thought, oh God, every deed, every desire, oh God, every intention. God, we come before you asking you for forgiveness. We ask, oh God, that you would wash us, that you would cleanse us, that you would deliver us, that you would heal us, that you would save us, oh God. Oh God, that you would purify us. We need you like never before, oh God, in this hour, in this place, oh God, where we are, where everything to us, where we are afraid of what we might see, oh God, what we might experience, oh God, where we should go, where we shouldn't go. We need you, oh God. We need the God that has all knowledge and all power to stand up, oh God. And then, God, we need you to anoint some people and to raise up some doctors, oh God, to enhance the knowledge of scientists, oh God, to give us an answer of what we need, oh God, during this hour. We need you, oh God. We say, oh God, if you don't move the mountain, God, you just give us the strength to climb it. Oh God, if you don't heal the land right now, God, that you would teach us how to inhabit the land, oh God, in healthy ways, that we would eat right, that we would do right, that we would cleanse, oh God. Oh God, that if the pandemic does not go away in a month or two, oh God, but you would give us the knowledge and the understanding, oh God, to sit still and know and see your salvation, that God, that our eyes will be open up, oh God, so that we can see your moving, oh God. We can see what you are saying during this hour, oh God, and then, God, we can submit to it. And so, God, even in these last couple of weeks, we see, man, and how disobedient we have become. And so, God, we are coming, standing in the gap for your mankind, oh God, asking you to forgive us for our disobedience, oh God. You have commanded us to go in the house and shut the door. And God, we have allowed anything and everything to draw us out, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that, God, our disobedience, oh God, that we have seen just by going out, just to go out, oh God, for non-essential things, causes, oh God, those that have to be out, those essential workers, oh God, to be exposed to things that they wouldn't have to be exposed to possibly be contaminated when they don't have to be. And so, God, because we are so disobedient, we are exposing ourselves and re-exposing others. And so, God, we are asking you for mercy. We're asking you, oh God, that you would teach us how to be obedient, oh God, in all of our ways. We realize, oh God, this is a small thing, but God, we realize that man's heart has become hardened against righteousness and truth. And so, God, we have become a people of disobedience. But God, this morning we are standing in the gap, oh God, asking you for your mercy, oh God, that you would have mercy on us, oh God, and you would forgive us, that you would wash us and make us clean, that God, you would even bring to us, oh God, and teach us the error of our ways. We realize that some people don't know, but God, we realize that some people know and still won't do what's right. So God, we ask that you would allow righteousness, oh God, to penetrate the earth from the east to the west, from the north to the south, oh God. We are praying for your righteousness and your truth. Let it be revealed, oh God, to every mankind, to those, oh God, that are white as well as African Americans, those that are Caucasian, oh God, Asian, oh God. We pray for those that are of Indian descent. We pray, oh God, for those that are old as well as young. We pray, oh God, for those, oh God, that are educated and those that are uneducated. God, send the word of righteousness and truth in the land. We pray, oh God, that you would penetrate this earth, oh God, that we will hear, oh God, that our eyes will be open, oh God, and our ears will be attentive to what you're saying to us, oh God. We pray, oh God, that those that are in the body of Christ, oh God, will rise up and cry loud and spare not. We pray, oh God, that the body will get in its rightful place in this earth, oh God, and God, that it would sound the alarm, that God, that it would speak the truth, that God, it would preach, oh God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, this morning we are praying today. We're praying, oh God, that your hand would move. We're praying, oh God, that you would cause us to have it, make you would make an escape, oh God. Oh God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, we pray, oh God, that you would lift up a standard against them. We pray, oh God, that you would bring back to our remembrance that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you are the great I Am, that there is none beside you, that we must come to you, oh God, through your Son Jesus Christ, oh God, that he is the Savior. God, we ask that you would bring to our remembrance, and God, that you would reveal to others that this is the time, oh God, that we need to redeem the time, that we need to turn our heart back to you, that we need to seek the kingdom and all of its righteousness. God, we pray today, oh God, that on that we don't see this opportunity in the natural, but God, that it will be open and revealed unto us in the Spirit. Help us, dear God, in this time, oh God, to find ourselves at your feet, oh God, to find ourselves in your word, to find ourselves, oh God, seeking your truth. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would allow us, oh God, another opportunity to get it right. Forgive us, oh, for being disobedient to all of your ways, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, just as a people. We realize, oh God, that we are so disobedient, and we need, oh God, you to soften our hearts, oh God, and to change us, our ways. And so, God, if you cleanse us, oh God, while we are cleansing ourselves on the outside, God, if you cleanse us on the inside, if you take away all of those things that are not pleasing to you, if you cleanse our heart from all unrighteousness and disobedience, if you change, oh God, our heart to beat and to love, oh God, to respect and to care for each other, oh God, if you change us so that we seek those things that are above and not these things that are on the earth, God, we need your help in every area of our lives. But God, we are calling on you because this is a 911. We can't live another day without you, oh God, without your presence, without your direction, without your healing, oh God. We need you, oh God, to move on behalf of mankind. Oh God, we are praying. We're praying, oh God, that the hardness of our heart and the deafness of our ears, oh God, that you would bring clarity, oh God, as to what we're supposed to be doing in this hour, that you would bring clarity, oh God, so that we can hear your voice and hear it clearly, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus this morning for your deliverance. We say, deliver, oh God, set us free. We need you to set us free, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would loose the chains, that you would break the
strongholds, that you would deliver us, oh God. We need you like never before. And so, God, this morning we are calling out to you. We are crying out to you this morning. And we say, help, Lord. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to get it right. Help us, oh God. Lead us to your truth, oh God. Help us, oh God, to get up from where we are. Help us, oh God, to change our wicked ways. Help us, dear God. We need you like never before. And so, God, we are calling on you. We are desperate for you, oh God. And we say, oh God, that you would help us. God, if you have to break us to make us, help us, oh God. We ask that you would deal with our prideful hearts, oh God, our divided hearts, our sinful hearts. Oh God, if you have to break us to make us, oh God, we need your hand to make us, oh God. We will be the clay, and we know that you are the potter, oh God. So this morning we say, make us, oh God. God, wash us, deliver us, oh God, renew us, restore us, oh God. We are praying for your hand this morning, oh God, so that when you deliver us, oh God, we can come back renewed and revived, oh God. We can be the salt in this earth. We can be that bright light, oh God, that you have called us to be. We thank you, oh God, and we give you glory and honor and praise. And God, it is all due to you. And God, we lift up this morning our mothers, those, oh God, that are mothers, oh God, this morning, those that have lost their mothers. We pray in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for young girls who became mothers, oh God, out of wedlock. We pray, God, that you would touch, that you would move, that you would visit, oh God, your people in every area. We thank you, oh God, for even giving us mothers. Mothers, oh God, that suffer long. Mothers, oh God, whose job never ends. Mothers, oh God, who have to endure sometimes the pain of even grown children. And so, God, we ask, oh God, that as tomorrow we celebrate mothers, we pray, oh God, even if we're in our own homes, separated from our mothers, we pray the spirit of peace and joy and love, God, that you would help us and give us this opportunity to learn how to love long, oh God, to love and to forgive. We pray, oh God, for those relationships that are with mothers that are broken, those relationships with children, God, do not honor their mother. We pray, oh God, this morning that you would send healing, oh God, and restoration to relationships. That mothers, oh God, will get a joy and a peace and a blessing that their children will call them that they may not have heard from weeks and months and years, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would destroy the strongholds and the high things that have come against relationships, oh God, with mothers and fathers. Enemy has gotten into children, and they have built walls up that where they are not in relationship and don't communicate with their own parents, where they have called their parents out of their name and cursed them, oh God. But we know that your second commandment, your fifth commandment, oh God, was to love your parents and obey them. And oh God, we are asking you, oh God, that you would deliver, oh God, that child, that wayward child, that disobedient child, that child, oh God, that has grew up to think they know more than their parent. And so, God, we are praying this morning that you will send deliverance during this hour. God, we are in a place where we have to look within ourselves. So, God, we ask that you would stir up, oh God, that you would bring to remembrance, that you will cause children, oh God, to look within and see, oh God, how they may have destroyed the relationship. And then, God, we ask them to have the strength, the power, the nerve, oh God, to call their mother on tomorrow or today, oh God, to, that there would be mending of relationship and families. And God, we ask it in the name of Jesus. You said, oh God, that if we ask it in the name and we believe it, it shall be done unto us. So God, this morning we are lifting up relationships of mothers and their children. God, we ask that you would bring back during this time and hour when we don't have no distractions, there's no sports going on. Oh God, there are no clubs that are open. There are no, oh God, places where people can go and hide. And so, God, we ask that you would cause us, oh God, your people, your humankind, to have to deal with their hearts on today, oh God. And you would cause that child's heart, oh God, to turn, oh God, that their mindset will turn back to what's right, that they will have the desire, oh God, and the purpose and the power to submit to doing what's right and get in contact with their mother. And then, God, when they do, we ask that the word change, oh God, will be words of forgiveness and love. We ask, oh God, that you would cause us and teach us even how to love again, how to treat each other, how to talk to each other, how to respect each other. From humankind to humankind, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you would deal with our heart, oh God, but we know that you said it is desperately wicked, and who can know it, but you know our heart this morning. And so, God, we lay at your feet the heart of man, the soul of man, we lay it at your feet this morning, and we say, God, do with it what only you can do. Send a revival, oh God, to wash and to cleanse it, oh God. Oh God, not only in the natural, but cleanse our heart and our soul in the spirit, that we may be who you have created us to be. And God, we thank you for it now. We give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise. And we thank you, oh God, even for the privilege and the opportunity to call on your name. You are great, oh God. And you're greatly to be, and so we give you praise, and we ask it all in that matchless name of Jesus Christ, the name that's above every other name, the sweetest name that we know, the name that has all power in it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's just give him a praise this morning. Come on, let's open up our mouths this morning and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace, God.
Thank yes, you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are great. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God. Worthy God, awesome God. Hallelujah. Worthy of the God. Glorious. Hallelujah. Faithful God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, glory.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory, glory to your name, oh God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I want to keep you great this morning.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Yes, Jesus.
My God, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, shout out to you, see. Yay, God, oh God. Oh, Shatarosi. He said it to Yosi. Yay, Shatarosaya. Oh, God. Yay, Shatarosi.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Shatarosaya. Jesus.
Oh, God, we bless your name. Yes, Lord.
Oh, my
Tarosi. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. God, we bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness this morning, God. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. You said in your word that if we open up our mouths wide, that you would fill it, God. Fill our mouths, oh God, with words, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that bring you honor and bring you glory. Thank you, Lord, to say in this hour. Thank you, Lord. Give us the tongue of the learned that we might speak a word in due season. Thank you, Lord, for you said in your word, God, that a word fitly spoken, God, is better than silver and gold. Father, I thank you, oh God, that you would cause us, God, to know and to sense, oh God, your spirit, oh God, even in this hour, God, hallelujah. Oh God, for you even said in your word that the sons of Issachar was even more noble, God, because they were able to discern the seasons. And so, God, I thank you for a mind and a spirit, God, that is able to discern the seasons and the timing, oh God, of the hour that we are living in. Father, I pray for us right now, God, that we find ourselves, God, divinely positioned, God, in divine alignment, God, to be able to hear what the spirit of the Lord is saying, God, to be able to sit, God, those things that are around us, Father, I pray, God, that even as you give us understanding, God, that we'll be able, God, to encourage and uplift those that are around us. Oh, God, that you will illuminate our minds, oh, God, and that you will uncover, God, that we would have a word of hope, God, for somebody else. Oh, God, in trying times, Father, I thank you, oh God, that these conditions, that these times, oh God, did not catch you by surprise, for your word even declares, oh God, that in this world we shall have tribulation, but you have told us, God, to be of good cheer, for you have overcome the world. So I thank you, God, that in all things, God, that we are to have joy. So Father, I thank you on this morning, God, that even as the joy of the Lord that is our strength, God, let it be filled and overflowing, God, that it might, God, even overflow into the lives of those that are around us. Father, I pray for us, oh God, that you will order every step, that you will be in our mind, that you'll be in us, oh God, hallelujah, even as your word declares. Father, for you said that there is a new covenant that you have cut with us, God, that you've given unto us. Thank you, Lord, and we thank you for the covenant, God, that is in your blood. We thank you for your redemption power, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that in you the redeemed can say so, that we can and open up our mouths wide and the glory in the land of the living. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the testimony of Jesus Christ that is on the inside of us, oh God, that we'll be able to boldly to declare, God, that men might see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. And Father, I thank you that the glory, hallelujah, God, that is being revealed even in our lives, oh God, is for purpose. And I thank you,
you, Lord, that you called us to know it and to see it and to sense it. And so, Father, I pray for those this morning that are under the sound of my voice, Father, that wherever they find themselves, oh, God, in this stage of time, oh, God, whatever they're dealing with, God, that you'll give peace in every area of their life, God, that you'll strengthen them mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, oh, God, for this time. And, God, that you'll continue to cover them and be with them. And, God, that you'll continue to encourage their hearts. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, my God, if there be any that don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, oh God, that they would come to know you as Savior and come to know you as Lord. God, I thank you, oh God, that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. Oh God, that you will anoint their eyes with eye salve that they might see. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, that you'll rebuke every deaf and dumb spirit, God, that they'll be able to hear clearly the word of the Lord, God, in the name of Jesus. For we understand that your word lets us know that it is the God of this world that blinds them. But, Father, I thank you on today, oh, God, that their eyes are open to hear. Hallelujah. Their eyes are open to see and their ears are open to hear, oh, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So, Father, I pray even now, God, lead them in the name of Jesus, out of darkness into your marvelous light. Oh, God, show them, hallelujah, Jesus, what is your will even in this hour for them. Show them, oh, God, the way that they should take. Thank you, God. Oh, God, and I thank you for it today. I thank you, oh, God, that you'll make it plain for us in this hour. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, that the spirit of confusion be uprooted and cast out. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, that you'll open up their minds to receive. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, for your faithfulness to us. And God, we thank you for it on this morning because we know we don't deserve it. But in spite of us, God, you give it anyway. In spite of us, God, you open up the way. In spite of us, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, you do all these things, God, because of your grace and your kindness, because you're not willing that any should perish, but your word declares that all should come into the knowledge of the truth. So I thank you, oh, God, that you're revealing yourself even the more in this hour. Oh, God, thank you for that. Thank you for illumination. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For not leaving us where we were, God. Thank you, God, for seeing us, oh, God, in our miserable state and bringing us out. And even as you have done it for us, God, those that are under the sound of our voice, oh, God, we believe by faith, oh, God, that you're even delivering now, that you're bringing them out now, that you're transforming them now, that you're changing their heart now, that you're changing their mind now. Father, I thank you that you are delivering now, God, that you're making all things well, that you're making all things right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, for your faithfulness to us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless you for it. I thank you that it is so. I thank you that it is so, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for freedom in our spirit all this morning, God. Thank you, God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God, that everything that's been assigned to muzzle your people, God, to muzzle the mouth of your prophet, to muzzle the mouth of your intercessor, God, that it be removed. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, I thank you for the preachers that are being sent, for how shall they hear? Without those, God, that you send, God, we thank you for sending them, Jesus. God, deliver from this great hour of warfare, God, that comes, oh, God, to hinder the progression, oh, God, of the kingdom. Father, I pray today in the name of Jesus. For your word declares that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through you, O God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought until it obeys Christ. Father, we thank you that you're working it out on our behalf, O God, that your word declares that you are an enemy to our enemy and an adversary to our adversary. And Father, I thank you, God, that you're breaking through, God, with a strong hand, oh God, against the wiles of the enemy, God, against the adversary of our soul, against that God that comes, oh God, to bind today. Father, I thank you, oh God, that there are no more restrictions. Father, I pray for liberty and the Holy Ghost, oh God, for those that are under the sound of my God, that they be free in the spirit, God, that they come out of where they are, Father, in the name of Jesus, and God, that they come out, God, surrendering their lives to you, surrendering their gifts and their callings, oh God, wherever they've been stagnant, even in the call of God, even in operating, God, in the position that you have called them to, Father, I pray by the authority of the Holy Ghost, God, that every restriction be broken, and God, that they would do, oh God, what you have called them to do. I pray, oh God, that you'll give them insight, Father, and that you'll give them wisdom, and you'll cause them to see who you created them to be from the foundation of the world, and God, that they will mark their place in the spirit, oh God, and that they will go after you with all that is on the inside of them, Father, that they'll wear this world like a loose garment. I thank you, God, that they not be entangled with the cares of this life, that they might please him who called them. And so, Father, I pray that every entanglement be broken. For you said in your word, do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage, for wherein Christ has made us free. Father, you have made us free from every spirit of bondage. You have made us free from every entanglement. And so, God, in this hour, I praise you, oh God, that that yoke is destroyed because of the anointing, that the burden is released off of their shoulders and the yoke from off their neck. I thank you, oh God, that the anointing of God is a refreshing. Even now, I pray a refreshing to the soul. I pray a refreshing to the spirit. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that they will mount up on wings of eagles, and that they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I thank you, God, that you rebuke the spirit of tiredness and every spirit that comes, God, to bring exhaustion. I thank you, oh God, that you drive out every faint-hearted mindset in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for a supernatural strength. I thank you, Father, hallelujah, oh God, that your spirit is having its way right now. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for you called them from the foundation of the world. I thank you, oh God, that you have charged them, oh God, to do your will. And I thank you, oh God, that they will set their affection on those things that are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. I thank you, God, that they will not lean to their own understanding. And Father, I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, that their hearts will look unto you, the author and the finisher of their faith, their redeemer, their deliverer, their waymaker. Father, you are their Alpha and their Omega. You are their beginning and their ending. God, you're everything that they need. Oh God, you are their God, constant supply. Oh God, and I thank you for right now. I thank you for renewal in their mind. I praise you today, oh God. Oh God, that they are renewed even in their king. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. God, because we understand that the carnal mind is an enemy to God. For those things that are of you, God, are spiritually discerned. And so, God, I pray, oh God, that the mind of the spirit, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, oh God, be reawakened in them. I thank you that you sent your spirit of regeneration into our hearts, Father, that we might cry out, Abba, Father, unto you. And so I pray, oh God, for the cry of the heart on this morning. I pray that their heart cries out, oh God, to the God of creation, oh God, to the God of deliverance, to the God that brought them out of darkness. I praise you for it this morning, and I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that it is done in Jesus' name. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that it's done in your holy name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we bless him for the souls on this morning. Hallelujah, that are coming to the kingdom even in this hour. We bless him. Hallelujah, Jesus. for the mandate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah
thank
to go
you,
out. Hallelujah. We bless him for those that are coming in. We thank him for every
thank
soul.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus, that he is assigned to our hand, to our care. We bless him for it. And we thank him for
thank
their life.
Lord.
We thank God for it. Hallelujah. That he is yet redeeming even in this hour. God is still saving. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus, we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. And that you keep us focused and keep us in that work. God, hallelujah. Save our family, God. Save our neighbors. Save our friends. God, save the strangers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To me, there's no greater miracle than the miracle of salvation and deliverance.
Thank
when
you,
our hearts
Jesus.
Are enlightened and we come to know Jesus as Lord, there is nothing greater. Hallelujah. Than when our eyes are open. Hallelujah. And it is revealed to us who he is. That is the greatest blessing, to know Jesus in the pardoning of our sins, to know that he came to seek and save those who are lost, to know that he did not come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That revelation is the greatest revelation we could ever walk into if we never know anything else, the fact that we know him. Hallelujah. For the Bible declares that the testimony, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is the spirit of prophecy. But it also declares, hallelujah, that the Lord knows those that are his. He knows you. And that no man can come to him except he draw him. And no man knows the Father except to him to whom the Son has revealed, hallelujah. And the moment that your eyes are open, hallelujah, it is a confirmation that you are known of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For no man come to him except he draw him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so his drawing, the revelation of Jesus Christ is your blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you that he has allowed
thank
us
you.
To know him.
Thank
oh,
you,
that
Lord.
And the power of his resurrection and in the fellowship of his suffering that I might know him, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for letting us know you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So don't be dismayed at the times, because your greatest blessing is the fact that you know that Jesus is Lord. Build from there. Let everything else be built on that, that there is salvation in no other name. For at his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Build from that place, and in that you'll find the peace in troubled times. When you build from that, you'll be reminded that he's a comforter. You build from that, you'll be reminded that he's your shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you build from that, you'll be reminded that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. But he'll be with you always, even until the end of this age. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank the Lord this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. Thank you for those of you that took the time to join in with us on this morning. This concludes our time of prayer. Go in peace, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Amen.
God bless you.